This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah Mirah and Tehillim Yud Ches Beis and Gimel. Mochni Shalom. Okay, so Mochni is a wheel on a wagon. It's called a Mochni, like Lashon of Kan, Kir, Vekan. It's the base, it's a port. So, usually a wagon would have a minimum of two wheels. It's Man Shein Shmet, it's removable. Okay, so it's removable, that makes a major difference. Number one, in a chibot, it's actually attached. It's its own separate kli. So therefore, the sheet doesn't make a kabbal tumma, for example, it's not, it does not hold 40 sa. So it's a kabbal tumma, and the sheet is tame, the mukhni does not get the tumma automatically, and vice versa. It's touching it, but the kli cannot be a kabbal tumma for another kli. Similarly, let's say the sheet is very large. It's not mekabel tumah because it's kli above a midah. We don't say the mukhni is part of it. It's also not mekabel tumah. We say no, the mukhni is separate. The mukhni is metatum leiber ikonis. It has a base kibble. It's mekabel tumah. Why does a wheel have a base kibble? It's a question. Somehow there was a place in there you could put things. Okay. So inuch is next to attach. Inim dead zima. It's not counted towards the 40 saw. Inuch is rabiasi. Veinam etzelis ima ba'oil hameis. A kli that's on top of a mace or a kever. You get to mazoil. If there's something choitzitz, an oil, something that's not mekabel tumah, that separates it, it's a barrier. Okay. So let's say like this. You brought into the Beis HaKvaros a shido that's machzik 40 som. Yeah. It's not mekabel tumah. So that's matzel kalim that are on top of the shido. However, kalim that are protruding on top of the shido, from to the sides of the shido, and only that's the only barrier they have is the mukhni, those are tame. Because the mukhni is mekabel tumah. Not choices between the tum and the kalim. There's only again a case where the shida was 40 sa. In gerinos of a Shabbos b'zman sheish b'soichem mois. Cannot drag it on Shabbos. It has money. We all know the concept of buses. You leave something and looks on something before Shabbat, it's a buses. Mishnah is teaching us that this mukhni, this removable mukhni, they have money, it's a buses. But if it's not removable, chibal, it's considered attached. Therefore, if the sheet is rather kabbal tumah and tumah touches the sheet, then the mukhni automatically is tumah, and vice versa. The sheet is not rather kabbal tumah because it's large, the mukhni also is not. It's one kli. It's measured with it for the 40 saw. This would be according to the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. That if you saw the thickness of the legs and starif. Metzelas imo ma'oil hameis. The shida is large, it's kli above midah, then the mukhni as well as part of it is not mekabel tumah, and therefore it's matzel. It acts as a barrier. Kernis of a Shabbos, you can move on Shabbos, Apashish Shechemais, in other words, a Bosses. Why? Because since the Shita is not a Bosses and the Mukhni is considered part of the Shita, the Mukhni is also not a Bosses. This is Miguel. Let's say you have money left in a pocket. And say it's a bosses because it's part of the pants, and the pants are not a bosses. Okay. Kamrin Shalom. What's the Kamrin? A covered, rounded cover of the wagon, of the Shiva. From sun and rain. Zman shu kavua chibra la v'nimdad imam. If it's kavua, it's sort of attached. One kli. She's really called tuma. The Kamran's really called tuma. Vice versa. The Nimdadima for the 40 saw. In a kavua, it's movable in a chibra love in the Nima. It's not going to be called Tumma because it'd be a pshuti kliates. Kate said, my denisai. How do you measure if it's not covering the entire wagon, only part of the wagon? Reishtar, you angle it. You will make a draw an imaginary line from the top of the Kamran to the day from the Shida, where there's no Kamran. Any that airspace underneath is contributes to the 40 saw. Tar is Tachshit of Zav, triangular shape. Okay. Reishtar. Yidoimer, mini choylo, lamoid bifne atzmo tzahoyro. Yudas says, can't stop, stand by itself, it's tahira. If you have a shida, that without the weight of the kamrin, wouldn't be able to stand. Why would that be? It's very narrow, it's rounded. It's not mekabel tumma. Even if it does not have 40 zah. Now that is not considered a kibble, it's considered a pshuti kliyetz. Tanakam disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. It's made to be that way. Similar to we learned about the lapich al cheres. Mishnah Gimel. Shida, Vateva, Vamigdal, Shida, Teva, Migdal, different types of boxes that are not by Bimido, and Kavatomo, Nitl Echem Raglayem, they took off one of their feet. Abish Mikablin, even though they still have a base kibble, they're tyrant. Why are they tyrant? Because they go on their sides, it's sort of Shever Kli. They lean. They have a shever kli. She'ena mekablin. They're not mekabel for Yisro. Kedarkon. Only when they're on the other sides. Pesimetame. It's not considered a kliyabav mida because it can't hold it normally. Then with one, it's roi the kabel for Yisro, but only if you lean on its side. Since kedarka, it's not really kabel tumah. Since it's Rabbi Yosi, it's not a kli b'amida. A kli t'amida of chamar v'chipoy tahirin. So you have a bed frame. Underneath the feet of the bed, you have the leg, then you have the malbein, like a brick. Under that you have the chamor, which is the base, the bottom thing. It holds the support at the bottom. The klit zemita, two sticks, the ends of the one at the foot, one at the head. Then you put a beam from one to the other, and you put a sheet on top to act as a canopy. Like klite, the chamor, the bottom, the chipoy. What's chipoy? Chipoy, they say, is metal that was covering these wooden pieces. Tahirin. Then pshuti kliyates. Even though metal, it's mishamish eitz tinevates. I guess the chamor and the kliyate are pshuti kliyates. In tome lemita umalbin, the bed is tome. Why is the bed tome? Ah, it's pshuti kliyates. Either because it's mishamish adam mishamish kalim. It's one pshat, we spoke about this before. Some say it's also the midras. Anything as midras is tumas meis. The malbinim. Some say that it would. This is the pashup shot is that it would attach the bed. The chilik of the bed. Malbinay b'nei Levi tohir b'nei Levi. According to the base of Midrash, they would go from place to place. They would not take their beds. But they would take their malbins. Don't ask me why. They borrow beds, they would use their own malbins. Since they were constantly moving them, and I consider chilek of the bed, like I make of all this tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.